Bye bye. Hello. Hello, everybody. Welcome to 1-800 Weirdos. That's 1-800-924-7367. Don't hang up. If you haven't called 1-800-WEIRDOS, then you're not stupid and weird. You're not really part of the show. I mean, come on. I know you're out there. I know you're listening, but you don't call in. You didn't call into the show, and I think it's weird. I think that's weird, you know? How could you watch, listen to the show as often as you do, even if it's just your first time? I mean, you're tuning into 1-800-WEIRDOS. You know, I think it's weird. I think you know why. And now that I know, and you know, and we know all about it, I just want you to relax, and as you listen to the following, close your eyes. If it's light out, or turn off the lights if it's night. Unless you're driving, of course. And you will see as only you can see with that special inner ear you have, that special something that makes you differently the same. And now, weirdos. Yes, the weirdos are here. Here on Radio Free Brooklyn, following Gabrielle Penavaz and the Eclectic Ear. Hope you enjoyed her show tonight. I know many of you are only listening because she plugged my show, and I couldn't be more honored to be plugged by such a fine DJ and all around true weirdo. You know, I mean, there's just only so many people who really get weird. I don't mean get weird. I mean, you know, really get what it means to be weird. Not that many people. And, of course, Gabrielle gets it. So that's nice. And, again, I hope you enjoyed listening to her show.
Absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant, yes. Wow.
Absolutely brilliant.
But now it's time for this show.
Absolutely brilliant.
It's different, I know. I understand that those of you who, you know, who have never really experienced true weirdness, sometimes the show might be too much for you. You might start thinking there's something wrong with you. I often think there's something wrong with me.
What the heck are you doing?
And you probably agree, but that's not the point. That's not my point at all. My point is...
Hi, Jeremy. This is Tesla.
Yes, I understand.
Oh, you know me.
Oh, I know you.
You remember me, don't you?
I remember you.
Of course you do.
Of course I do.
I just wanted to tell you that I don't really know about...
So these people called in.
The fungus is on your toes. It's a danger to the solar system, and
you could call in. You could call in right now.
It could cause death in the future.
You could call in any time, and even though most of the time I'm not live on the air, when you call in, I get a recording of whatever it is you want to say, and then I can put it on the air. You understand? That's the way it's supposed to be. I mean, that's the idea. I mean, that's why it works. You know, because the whole point is that you should be able to leave messages for me, and then I can, you know, get that on the air right away. I mean, this stuff, you know, right away. It doesn't take an extra couple of weeks. It's just, it's right away. It's right away. Sorry to scare you with those loud sounds. I scared myself. So, for those of you who are unfamiliar with the show and this kind of stream of consciousness kind of thing is just really making you crazy, and you're just like, what the hell is going on here, and why should I continue to listen to this show? And I really, you know, I understand. I mean, I don't know if I would listen to this show if I, you know, existed, which, you know, I don't. But if I was actually a person, then maybe I would be ready to listen to the show. But I'm not. I'm just a, you know, consciousness from the future. And you probably didn't know that. And I understand that can be a difficult surprise for people. It could be confusing. And I don't want to confuse people. I mean, I do want to confuse people. That's my main goal, actually, is to confuse people. I mean, if it made sense, if what I was doing here on the radio made sense, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't be doing it. I would do something else. I don't like things that make sense. But, you know, in searching and refining my life so that it's completely weird, it has caused me some difficulties. You know, like loss of control over time and space, and it's very confusing. It's a confusing time for me. Not being able to control time. It's a confusing time. It's a confusing time for me. It's a confusing time for me.
What the heck are you doing? What the heck are you doing?
I don't know! Why do you have to ask? So, I don't know, there's a particular message I'd like to play for you, if I can come up with it. Some of you are calling in, you know, and I really appreciate it. You don't know how much it means to me. It means so much to me. And I can't even thank you the way I'd like to. So I can only express to you some of the things that I'd like to say. But I can play back your messages if you call 1-800-WEIRDOS, 1-800-934-7367. And you could be just like John Gilley, I mean, Murray Gilbacher. And you could have your messages broadcast on the show. To be the one who mainly takes advantage of the time. So he calls like a lot, 7 times a day or something. Confusing times. That's what I think. But anyway, here's what John had to say. Oh, it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work the way that it used to. I don't think. I don't know. It's really difficult.
Hey, dude. That's pretty weird, man.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Kind of weird. Later. That's the point. Like, wow, can I really make this happen to you or to me? How much control do I have over what? I'm trying to watch this.
And they keep hanging around. I don't know. They're all right. Only don't think Jewish.
John.
Mother was half Jewish. My father never knew she was Jewish. One day he complained. But it was too late. Once I heard him complain. Anyway, so I lived in Haven, I don't live there anymore. My sister sold his house to the guy from Argentina, a rich white guy. I met this guy, Josh Quinn. Jewish. Like when I was in high school, and I said, oh yes, I had a relative in the German army. You're an asshole. I wasn't even thinking about it. Anyway. Being Jewish, not Jewish. And you sound like a Jewish, and then you talk to a German, and you're a Jew. Like, I'm not a Jew. Oh, yes. So I saw this propaganda movie. It was a Jewish propaganda movie, and it was actually created by a guy. I shouldn't have seen this movie. These are the type of movies that I've been forced to see at Hunter College. And then life is a sucker. You don't need to be a sucker. Once you're a sucker, you never give a sucker. Then I see the fucking shit again. I see one of these scumbag movies. I just couldn't read it.
Hey, dude, that's pretty weird, man.
This is what your father did. So they're talking about their father. So I'll talk about my father. My uncle Han blew up an American cargo ship off the coast of Long Island. And it sucked. And all of those American scumbags died. And then while they were swimming in the ocean, they pulled up and they shot all of them. Then I had a relative in the German army who invaded Stalingrad and burnt down this town. I think they were shooting Jewish. in the 60s. She's Jewish, and they shot Russians. I have any relatives that shot Americans? Oh, no, yes, I had one relative that shot Americans. Of course, 70 years later, people say, who are you, John David Gilly? You know, you get that weird middle name anyway. It'll be a French name. It sounds like one of these three things. You get the 90 seconds, shoot fire. I said, well, my grandfather. How could that be? You know? I'm not a Nazi. I'm from the United States. I've even talked to you. I was leader voter. This guy popped. And he's real good. And he's just fucking real good. I understood some of it. They don't talk to you like you're nothing. Of course, like, you're not from New Jersey. Like, I'm not from New Jersey. I'm not from Ohio. I've never lived in the state. I live in the state of Texas. Yeah. I've never lived in California.
That's right. That's what John said. It was really amazing. John's messages are always a little hard to fathom. Wow. It can really get you, you know? So, there are other people who call besides John. And not all of them are people that I like. Here's someone who I don't like, who left, instead of leaving his or her own voice as part of the message, this person just left someone else's work. So I'm about to break copyright here by playing an excerpt from an audiobook that some loser left on the Weirdos line.
Said to himself, if a bizarre thought is indicated here, just reach into the bag. Wexler darted into the bag, hung for a moment before well supplied with bizarre thoughts as you are. If a bizarre thought is indicated here, just reach into the bag and pick anything at all. A man as well supplied with bizarre thoughts as you are should have no difficulty producing one for the record. Drexler darted into the bag, hung for a moment before one of his thoughts, as a hummingbird pauses in the delphinium. He darted to another, the one about the rhesus monkey. Paused, considered. No, he said not that.
Drexler knew he was part. Not that rhesus monkey thought. That could be really. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. You're strange. People come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange. When you're strange. All right now. Oh. Come out of the rain when you're strange. no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. I don't think. So you think that I can about you? And I think that you care about me. No, that's not. Wow, that's really I wouldn't have guessed that that could happen. Well, so you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Tell. Can they get you trade your heroes for gold? Hot ashes for trees, hot air for the cool breeze, cold comfort for change. And did you exchange a walk-on part in the war for a lead role in a cage? How I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, year after year, running over the same old ground. What have we found? The same old fears. Wish you were here. I could, you know, it's, I don't know whether to keep going or it really, it's so nice to just do cover tunes. I've been doing them a lot, you know, these past 3-4 shows, and it's a nice thing to be able to do. Even if I were to cover my own material, you know, working with the tracks that are already pre-made, it just makes everything so much easier. Even though these are confusing times, they really are. I'm so confused, you have no idea. I don't know, it's amazing to me how things that I didn't think would be useful and would come in handy, but mostly it's a confusing time. And that's the theme for the show this week on Radio Free Brooklyn, 1-800-WEIRDOS. It's a confusing time. And I don't even know how to handle it anymore. It's a confusing affair. And that's how I try to handle it. I try to get control over these things, making them stop. And then I can't control them completely, so they go off on their own and they do all sorts of things that I don't have any control over. And who knows what's going to happen next week, Thanksgiving weekend. We'll be on the air as usual, I think, unless we get preempted, which happened recently without any warning. Anyway, we hope that you will tune in next week too for the Thanksgiving special. Well, it's after Thanksgiving. It'll be on Saturday, of course. But you know what I mean. The one for the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And Radio Free Brooklyn 2015. It's coming to an end. It's almost over. It's almost over. And Thanksgiving, I'm giving thanks, even though these are confusing times. Believe me, these are confusing times. I can't even tell you how confusing that they are. And next week, they're going to be even more confusing. But we will have a different theme, of course, and we'll play some of the other messages that you weirdos left for us here, even though I don't seem to have as much control over them as I used to. Which is, I don't know, really, really, really bizarre. And thank you for those of you who are emailing us at radio@weirdos.com. Of course, we're always welcome emails. We can read those over the air. And pretty soon we'll be doing the live television broadcasts where you can Skype in if you can just be patient. So anyway, thanks for tuning in tonight to 1-800-WEIRDOS Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. We really appreciate it. I can't tell you how much it means to me to know that you're out there listening. So call 1-800-WEIRDOS, 800-934-7367. And be a part of the show.
Hey, dude, that's pretty weird, man.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Kind of weird. Later.
Hi, Jeremy. This is Tessa.
What the heck are you
called?
Please
call the show. It means the world to me when I know that you're listening. So if you could call the show, then I know that you're there for me. You could call the show right now, but you don't know when right now is, and neither do I. So anyway, we will see you next week. And that's all. That's all there is this week. Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye.